It's estimated that more than 50 million people across America knit. And you can bet many probably enjoy starting a project much more than finishing one. That's what we call a market opportunity. In the second installment of KJZZ's Odd Job series, Stina Sieg meets a woman who makes money tying up other knitters' loose ends.
There's the gradual, meditative act of knitting a sweater, one stitch at a time. And then there's the act of finishing it, as in sewing the pieces together and making the thing look crisp and polished. Ask any group of knitters about finishing, and you'll probably get the same answer.
Hate it.
Hate it. I despise it.
These women, their needles clicking, are surrounded by shelves of colorful yarn at the fiber factory in Mesa. When these knitters get into a bind at the end of a project, they know who to call. Susan Clark is the store's co-owner and its finisher.
I like to see that in quotes, the finisher.
And she'll do just about anything, knit-wise.
I will do seams, I will weave in ends. I had the same aversion to that at one point in time.
But then Clark realized she was good at it and that people would pay her for it. She says each project is unique and requires more than just technical skill.
You need to use a little bit of artistic discretion, perhaps, maybe, to get it to lay flat and fit right.
And sometimes, Clark's got to break bad news, like when someone forgets to knit a left and right front to a sweater.
You kind of whisper it to them, I think you have two left fronts here.
What do they say?
No.
And that might be when they realize how much they need Clark's expertise. Joyce Lisenby says finishing makes or breaks a project.
You can have the most beautifully knit garment, and if it's put together crappy, it looks crappy. You can have the most crappy knit garment, and if it's put together right, it can look nice.
So Lisenby never finishes her own pieces, if she can help it. She says she always tries to sucker someone else into it. Often, that someone is Clark.
And she's easily bought. And it doesn't have to be money. She likes old-fashioned fudge, whiskey. So, you know, she's easy.
One woman here recently traded computer help for Clark's finishing. Today, Mariana Hubbard has brought in a sweater the color of red wine with a delicate floral pattern.
These are the two fronts of the sweater, and then this is the back.
It's in pieces, of course, and it might have stayed that way for a long while without Clark's help. Hubbard says the last sweater she kicked Clark's way had been set aside for 2 years. Sitting right next to Clark, Hubbard says knitters are famous for trading all kinds of things to avoid the drudgery of finishing.
It sounds counterintuitive that you would go through all the trouble of baking someone cookies, which sounds like more of an effort than seaming, but I don't know. It is what it is.
As knitters, we do what we have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Clark says she gets so busy finishing other people's projects, she has to finish knitting her own Christmas gifts by the end of the summer. Right now, she's making a few Christmas stockings from scratch for a client. Will the woman tell her family who really knit them? Clark says, probably not. Stina Sieg, KJZZ News, Mesa.